think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Joey English Mystery Song this week will feature Madonna every day because this Wednesday will be the first Wednesday in March. It'll be Wednesday, March the 2nd, and the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce and the City of Palm Springs will present a tribute band for Madonna over at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. I'll see you there. So enjoy the music of the real Madonna and play along at home. Okay, Joey Pals, it is the last Monday in the month of February. I have trouble even saying that. But he's still with us for 100 and 300 and 400 and 5. Who's counting? Here's Dr. Brian Hodgkins from MyDOHC. Hi, Brian.
Joey, what's up? Nice to be back in the house.
Yeah, hey.
You know, I wasn't supposed to be here today, but I've decided to put up my trip to Utah just so I could spend one more glorious day with you on the radio.
That's it, because it's snowing a lot here in town too.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, we had almost 3 feet up in Utah, so I'll be skiing next weekend thinking about you and your listeners. Oh. But Lindsay, my better half, because I have a face for radio.
Yes.
But she truly is the star of the show.
Now, do you even have ski equipment down here? When all the years I had my homes in Utah and Montana, I just left the ski stuff up there.
Yeah, that's what I do. I leave everything up there. There's nothing down here that really interests me as far as, you know, where I would go to ski. I mean, I love the little Big Bear area, but, you know, I prefer some of the bigger mountains and
show off.
Yes. Hey, isn't it my age, the fact that I can... I told you, I'm going to ski until it's free. And they keep raising the age of free skiing, so I'm kind of bummed about that.
How much is it for a lift pass? 100 and what?
Oh, well, it depends where you're at. I mean, it could be a couple hundred at Breckenridge, yeah, 175 in Mammoth. But Brian has a bargain. Depending on the day, it could be like 60, 65 bucks. But once you turn 80, you get to ski for free.
Yeah, but who can?
Exactly. Got to get it in now.
All right. That makes me happy, that beautiful ski report from you. You always make me happy.
Oh, yeah. We should add that. Well, right after the medicine chest, I gave you the ski report, especially in July.
Yeah, right.
The ski report for July is no snow.
Yes. Non-existent. You won't fall down. How bad is the COVID report?
Oh, my goodness, Joey. I told you, it's over. I say so, it's over. I do want to, there's some really good news coming right now when you look at Riverside County and really the rest of the U.S. Okay. There's been significant drop in infection rates across the U.S. In fact, all 50 states, we've seen nearly a 40% drop in new cases. Riverside County's no difference. We're about 22 cases, new cases per day per 100,000. That's down from 80, literally a week and a half ago. That's positive. We're below 10% positivity rate. That's really good. And we're almost to the point where, you know, even though California's repealing the mask mandate, I think I just urge people who have tired or weakened immune systems, really, those are the folks who probably leave the mask on if they're out in public somewhere. But all the numbers are looking good, Joey.
Oh, you know, you've been teaching us over the weeks and months, and is it year? Yes, it is. We're in our second year of doing this, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That if you are vaccinated and boosted and in reasonably good health, you'll be okay. And you told us last couple of times you have to have four kinds of issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is really, I think, speaks to the benefit of being vaccinated and boosted. Okay. When you go back and look at really who has died from this pandemic, it's really the unvaccinated, unfortunately. But if you're boosted or vaccinated, in order for you to actually have a very bad outcome, which we'll use death as the baddest outcome you could get, you need to have, you know, four other major serious chronic medical conditions to get you to that point. So if you're a diabetic with congestive heart failure,
well, that's one.
Well, that would be two, and maybe high blood pressure, and then you're old. Maybe like, you know, you're 75. I mean, not that that's old. That's not old. Okay, it's not old. But you need to have a whole bunch of things going wrong for you in order for you to really be affected seriously and adversely from the virus. And in fact, I like to use this. If you notice, the Queen of England, she is 95,
yes,
got infected by Charles, right? There goes Charles again.
But she's vaccinated.
She's fully vaccinated and boosted, and she has a mild case. I think that speaks specifically to really the power of the vaccine and how much of a difference it's made, at least in people at risk. So it's not too late. You know, we know that the BA variant, the little brother BA2, yes, is becoming the primary circulating virus in Europe. We're seeing it now in all 50 states. And the interesting thing about this little booger of a virus, which is still part of the Omicron, World Health Organization wants to call this its own variant of concern. But the interesting data out of Denmark, which was just published last week, is that you can get this Omicron BA2 variant again and again, even if you've had Alpha or Delta. So for some reason, this one seems to escape some of the immune system, and you can re-catch it. It's rare, but it happens, and that's why I see a lot of our healthcare workers, you know, having like the second or third course of an infection over the last, you know, year and a half. So it can and does happen.
That's depressing.
Hey, you know what? We're moving into an endemic phase. And all that means is we're going to have to learn to live with it. This virus is not going away. It's slowly evolving into something that's going to look like the flu. When I say flu, it's not influenza, but we're going to see it. There'll be maybe some seasonality to it. It's going to just linger, and it's going to continue to mutate and become, you know, a nuisance to us.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But I was just going to say, it's we've seen the trend that the virus, as it mutates, becomes more transmissible, right? Easier to spread, but we're not seeing the real virulence of this virus as far as causing a real, you know, sickness, especially in people, as I said, are relatively healthy and vaccinated.
You know, all those statistics, I can't even say that, statistics you gave us about the hospitals and the drop in all the 50 states and all of that, do they run those same stats for the flu?
Yes, yeah, we actually do track the flu. And when you go to the CDC, you can track it, right now COVID or the flu. And the good news, if there's any good news, is the influenza has been kind of like kicked to the curb because of COVID.
Right.
It's become the predominating circulating respiratory virus.
COVID has.
Right. We're not seeing, we've seen a few cases of influenza, but this is going to be the second year in a row where influenza was almost non-existent. And that's, we thought it was going to be worrisome because people hadn't seen influenza for now over a year. But I think all the safeguards we put in place, masking, distancing, all those tools are useful, especially for influenza as well. So that's why we're not seeing that either.
Wow, that's a good thing. Are people getting flu shots?
Oh, yeah.
Is it time for that now?
Well, we're getting almost past it. But no, you can get you can get vaccinated for influenza all the way up through the end of April. But really, January, February are the normally the busiest months for people getting flu. But, you know, people have gotten both vaccines. You know, we've done over 25,000 influenza, and, you know, we're approaching 90,000 COVID vaccines,
just us,
the Desert Oasis.
90,000.
Isn't that crazy?
That's something. Do we have that many people? Oh, well. What about women who are pregnant right now? We haven't talked about the ACOG in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason I thanks for bringing this up, because this is important. The more we've learned about the risk of pregnancy and bad outcomes from COVID, you know, there was concern early about should you get vaccinated. I think now we're at the point where the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is really saying you have to get vaccinated if you're pregnant. It reduces the risk of a bad outcome for you and the baby. And we've seen now, even in utero, that there's a benefit passed on to the baby. So there's, you know, a baby is basically, when it's born, is going to have a fair amount of immunity from the vaccine.
The mother got.
Yes, yes. So right. So we know not only is it safe, but it also now is imparting some immune benefit for the baby, which they would normally get anyway.
Yes.
But we know that this is basically from the response to the vaccine.
I don't know.
So that's
scary,
a positive.
Isn't it? That's a positive. Have
yes.
you vaccinated any pregnant women?
I haven't personally, but we have vaccinated a lot of pregnant women. And unfortunately, we've also had to treat a fair amount of pregnant women who actually have had COVID with a history of either eclampsia or preeclampsia.
Yes.
And we've had to use our antibody therapies to treat them because they were pretty sick. So,
this is while they're still pregnant, of course.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And
you
had good outcomes with that, Brian?
We've had very good outcome, no adverse events so far. And at least we have the tools. You know, as I've told all the listeners here, we've tried to go from testing to a treating center of excellence for COVID.
Yes.
And we've treated over 2,000 individuals of your neighbors who have had COVID, who were very sick, didn't need hospitalization yet, didn't need oxygen support, but we treated them with our antibodies, all of them, and now we have some new ones coming online that are going to be very effective against Omicron and anything else that we see. And we have the orals. We have it all. We can get Paxlovid, Molnupiravir, you name it, Joey. If you're sick and you need treatment, you don't need to be a Desert Oasis member. You just come to our COVID tent in Palm Springs or Indio, and we'll take good care of you.
We're listening to, let's see, what do we call him? The pharmacist to the stars.
And yes, and you're all stars.
Long title beyond that. Okay, we talked about the statistics in the Riverside County and the Coachella Valley and all 50 states. We talked about the Queen. Was Charles vaccinated?
Yes, Charles was vaccinated.
And he got it and he gave it to his mom.
Yeah, Camilla and Charles. I think the whole family over there was sick.
Okay, and we talked about the mask going away, and that's a good thing unless you have some other concerns. We talked about if you are vaccinated and boosted, you really will not have much of an issue with COVID unless you have at least 4 physical challenges, and then it might get serious. But the vaccination's still the best thing you've got going for you. Okay, Joey Pals, don't move, because after we do the treasure chest, we'll go into the medicine cabinet. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.